Hello and welcome to the FUK NFL Fantasy Podcast with me, your host, Joel. And I'm also joined today by two members of my fantasy league, of our fantasy league, Andy and Craig. Welcome, guys.
Evening.
Right, fuckers.
Craig is the filthy-mouthed one, and because I've not put a restriction on swearing, he's going to try and use up as many swear words as possible.
Damn fucking straight.
As you can tell, during this podcast. Welcome. This is the first episode, and hoping it to be a weekly thing, maybe twice weekly. First up, we'll start with news. Okay, big stories coming up going into week six. Things you need to know. We've got the first one, the biggest loss, I think, to fantasy lineups is going to be Jay Ajayi tearing his ACL in Philadelphia.
Prick.
I'm guessing he's not on your team?
No, but he's still a prick.
Oh, because you're a Dolphins fan.
I am.
Right. He's gone. It's a case now of who's going to take the lead in Philadelphia. Is it going to be Smallwood or Clement? Or are they going to bring somebody else in? We've heard rumours of, who are they, Andy?
Bell and Shady. Both good picks, to be fair.
Bell and Shady.
Obviously,
yeah.
Bell's.
I take it
Bell.
Shady's McCoy.
Yeah, Shady's LeSean McCoy. Thanks for pointing that out for people who don't know.
People who don't know.
Like Craig.
Craig,
don't worry, guys. Craig will keep this content in check, because if you're unsure, he will also be unsure. So he will always be asking the questions that you've probably got if you're not too in depth with your research.
If you don't have a clue, I don't have a clue.
Yeah, you'd think he was the rookie, but no. Anyway, so we've got Smallwood and Clement, who probably will turn up and have a running back by committee. I've no idea what's going on there.
No, I reckon Smallwood will take it next week, personally.
Yeah,
he looked
good.
I think the running game shit for Eagles. Their passing game's pretty good at the minute.
Yeah, I mean, we've got
Jeffrey's come back, hasn't he?
Alshon Jeffrey's back.
Yeah,
he's swagger.
Seems like he's on fire, really.
Is he? What's his running stats, Alshon Jeffrey? So we know what. You said he's on fire. Let's just establish.
He's caught a few good balls. I don't think he's
right.
He's not
a
big
catching a few
he's
good
fire.
Balls. He's
does
on fire.
He's on fire.
So anyway,
he had a good week return.
There is talk.
Last week wasn't great.
There is talk of LeSean McCoy possibly going there. I believe he used to be there earlier in his career.
Yeah, he did many moons ago.
If he goes there, it'd be good.
I think it'd be a good move for him.
For him and myself.
Lev Bell, I don't know what's going on there. I've heard he's coming back. I've heard he's not coming back. I don't know. He's got a report sooner or later to be eligible, but I think we just have to keep an eye on this one.
Yep. But Smallwood for me.
Do we know what week Bell is coming back, or is
no
it
one knows
literally
he has to be back by
week 8, I think it is
week 8.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
He has to be back to be eligible
for this season, sort of thing.
Yeah.
He needs to sign his franchise
tag.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So we should know soon enough what's going on.
So it's worth
or they'll trade him.
It's worth keeping.
I mean,
him
you're not going to get rid of him. He's one of the best running backs in the league. You're not
there
gonna...
you go, guys, keep him.
Thanks for that,
just for the suckers that picked him up first pick.
Yeah. Some idiots picked him up. Right, next one. We've got two undefeated teams remaining in the NFL. We've got the St. Louis Rams, who I have no idea how anyone's going to stop.
St.
They
Louis?
Look beatable.
In Los Angeles.
What did I say?
St. Louis. Canelo. Oh, two. Ooh. Couple of years old there, Joel.
Yeah, I'm the older one of the group. I've still got a St. Louis Rams jersey. But yeah, so the LA Rams.
Them Houston Chiefs.
Houston Chiefs.
I love both teams.
But I think there's a massive difference between the two teams because the Chiefs have an offense, and the Rams have an offense and a defense.
Yeah, true.
Struggling a little bit at corner, but Chiefs have not a lot. Even though last week, who saw that coming? Pick sixes.
Rams all day for me over the Chiefs.
I think you'll see one of those at least. One of those in the Super Bowl, without doubt,
definitely.
Yeah.
The Chiefs' offense, even the Jacks D can't stop.
I don't think they can stop the Rams, though. To be fair, when you look at light for light, you've got Hunt and Gurley all day.
Yeah,
you got Cooks.
They got Kareem Hunt as well to answer for that as well.
Yeah,
So.
And you've got Craig's favourite player, Tariq Hill.
Yeah,
can't beat Tariq Hill.
He's worth a 2 RB1 trade in fantasy. By the way, he's not. That's just Craig's opinion. Don't be trying to trade him.
But Patrick Mahomes, fire at the minute.
He wasn't, so you picked him up and now he's had a slump.
No, he's been alright for me.
He's only played one game and it's been shit.
He's had a slump and he's got 18 solid points.
Anyway, right.
Every other
that's
week,
shocking 25 this plus. QBs.
We can go into
25 point average every game for a QB.
We'll get into lineups a bit further along along this podcast. It's just kind of keep these to headlines. Shit. The only other headline is a record break for Drew Brees.
Mm-hmm.
Overtook as the league's leading passer. He overtook Brett Favre, but he didn't have many yards to overtake him going into the game, and then surpassed Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm. That guy's a fucking legend. Drew Brees.
Did you see the Did you see the video?
I did. It's funny. It's funny that is.
What? Peyton Manning did a video congratulating him, saying he hasn't got time. If you haven't seen it, check it out. Google search for that one. Other search engines are available. Right, but I think that's most of the headlines this week.
Not much going on this week, has there?
Nothing much more to worry about. So I think what we really need and what you guys need now is for us to talk a bit more in depth about each matchup, players to watch, players to start, players to sit, possible breakout players, all that sort of stuff. So that's the meat of the podcast. So we'll get moving on. And before Craig swears anymore, we'll get into the matchup.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, so this week's games will kick off with Friday morning football. Not Thursday night football, Friday morning football here in the UK. We've got Super Bowl champs, the Philadelphia Eagles, playing the New York Football Giants. Who's starting out of this one? Obviously, you've got
your Barkley. You've got your OBJ.
Not starting Eli.
Definitely not starting Eli.
I'd start Wentz.
Start Wentz.
Start Zach Ertz.
Start Jeffrey. Oh yeah, definitely Ertz.
Yeah.
I wouldn't start Swaggerlaw.
I wouldn't start.
I think he's gonna get covered.
I wouldn't start any of the running, unless maybe it's a flex for the Eagles.
Definitely
you don't
Barkley.
Know what you're gonna get.
Yeah, definitely.
I think your big names you go in. I don't think there's anyone sort of. I mean, I even think Sterling Shepherd could be all right in this one.
What's the tight end?
Evan Ingram is out for this game, so that's something we probably should have caught.
Yeah, fair enough.
He's out this week. I've heard. There's an uptick in targets for OBJ and for Sterling Shepherd.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably for Saquon Barkley as well, who's been getting some pass catching.
Even from OBJ as well.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
No, who actually?
I'm going to start Odell Beckham as quarterback.
Yeah.
For the New York Giants.
I would. Best quarterback I've got.
For those who missed it, he threw a touchdown pass to Saquon Barkley.
I stung you in the ass, didn't it, Marv?
Craig's talking about somebody you've never heard of. It's another guy in our league.
Yeah.
Called Marv.
And he swapped OBJ with our commissioner collusion over there, Andrew.
I forgot to mention, Andrew is our commissioner of our league and is referred to as commissioner collusion by Craig. Craig refers to anything that ever happens in our league as collusion. He is the Ruxin of the No Production League. I think you need to stay on track here, Craig.
You have to get through quite a lot
of games, obviously.
Your games.
These people don't really want to hear about your personal beefs so much as
they do.
Who they need to start or not start.
We'll do a side podcast.
We can do that later.
Craig's
beef podcast.
Coming soon.
We'll link it in our bios. It's Friday morning football.
Yeah.
I wouldn't start any of the D's.
I'd like to stay up for it.
It'll be a close game.
I think it'd be worth staying.
I probably will, to be honest.
It'll be a close game, but I take Eagles to win.
I think it will be worth watching. So definitely condensed highlights.
Giants did score over 30 for the first time in a long time.
First time in a long time.
One big week. So that means nothing.
Well, like Elshon Jeffrey.
Right. Anyway, to mention that, guys.
I think we've covered that. I don't think there's anyone coming in that we need to watch out for. There's no newbies. There's no hot rookies. I think we can move on. So first game. Of the early games, 6 PM on Sunday, we've got the Atlanta Falcons versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Woo!
Falcons only. Let's start with them.
Big game for them.
Matt Ryan.
Because
supposed to deliver last week against the weak D of Pittsburgh and didn't deliver me.
Didn't even
20 points in fantasy. So it was the writing was on the wall, but he seemed to ignore it and threw it out.
Yeah, I think that's just 1 week. I really do. He's going to be back this week.
He's got another weak secondary here at Tampa Bay.
Yeah, yeah, and he's got Jones.
There's a question that I don't even know about. Sanu. Falcons, yeah. Freeman, is he?
Devontae Freeman is back.
He's back.
So you thought it would move Tevin Coleman into a flex position, but it seems to be Smith who's stealing the goal line targets.
Is he?
Oh. Yeah. So even Tevin Coleman's
something to think about. Fantasy
becoming unplayable. Tevin Coleman for the Falcons. Devontae Freeman. I mean, I don't know, because the Bucs' run defense, I don't think, is anywhere near as bad as their pass defense.
No, it's not.
So
it's when you get into the second.
I'm not comfortable with Devontae Freeman yet.
Julio Jones,
the big man,
definite starter.
Should say fans.
Definite starter.
Always week is. In, week out. Starter. No matter who they're playing.
Sanu as well.
I think any Falcons receiver, any of those top three. So Sanu,
Ridley,
the rookie, who's
personally
been
picked up Sanu this week in my flex.
Unbelievable.
So I'm definitely backing him to have a big game.
So yeah, you've got your Sanu, your Julio Jones.
Calvin Ridley.
And you've got to play Devontae Freeman. I'm not sure what he's going to give you, but I think you've got to play him.
I think it's going to become a committee, that.
Like a chance.
You reckon?
Yeah. I do.
I think when he's healthy, it'll be Devontae's backfield. Yeah. But I think he may be in and out of injuries throughout the season. I don't think this is the last we'll see him off.
Last year, he was my first pick.
He was.
Shows you how much I know about fantasy.
Yeah, and this year, his first pick was Aaron Rodgers, was it?
No.
The second pick.
No. Fucking Hopkins.
Second pick.
Fucking Hopkins was first pick.
Second pick.
Wasn't Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, second round. 100%.
All right, yeah. So, get them good QBs.
For people who have maybe not played fantasy or played fantasy, I would never really pick a QB in the second round of the draft. Yeah. But this is Craig.
This is Rodgers, though. With Rodgers.
It's second round of the draft.
You're not even starting him.
Yeah.
He's on your bench. You put up 35 points last week.
That's because he's got a bad knee.
That's why you don't pick him up in the second round.
It doesn't matter.
Anyway. You picked up a rookie off the waiver wire. That proves why you don't have to draft a QB that high.
To the Browns.
So we'll move on. Well, not moving on
we're
yet.
Talking about that. We've got to go
to the Buccaneers, mate. How about if you?
Oh, fair enough.
You're a support role in this podcast.
Yeah,
stop trying to take the lead. Right. So Buccaneers. I am never starting Jameis Winston. I am not starting any of their running backs. I would probably start. I would start Mike Evans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wouldn't start anybody else.
No.
Cameron Bray. Go.
Cameron Bray.
Go.
Tight end for the Buccaneers, mate.
Right, okay.
He's Jameis's. One of Jameis's favourite weapons.
Best mate, isn't he?
5 yards, red zone target.
Yeah.
All right, you've got Cameron Brate. Mm, nice pickup off the waiver wire probably in the last couple of weeks now that Jameis is back.
Yep. Neil Winston's problem.
I know.
He just needs to grow a beard. He'll be able to throw them bombs.
Because you want just to play like Ryan. Fitzpatrick. Yeah,
because
he's played so well recently. Beard regardless.
Boom.
Yeah, not much going on the Bucs. I wouldn't start any of the defences.
No,
it's gonna be a high scoring game.
I'd stick to that.
There's go with the Falcons.
Chris Godwin in a deeper league.
I
probably
wouldn't even say it's a high scoring game. I'd just take Falcons to win, and Buccaneers won't get much.
Score?
What? I think Buccaneers will get one score. I reckon
24-7.
No, I don't even think that high.
Okay.
Around about the 20
points to 7.
Yeah, I'll give them 7 points.
Okay, maybe we'll revisit that next. We'll revisit that next week, and we'll see how close Craig's amazing prediction was.
Yeah, they're never amazing.
Next up, we have the Cleveland Browns, the 2-win Cleveland Browns, versus the Los Angeles second team. Well, the second team in Los Angeles. I'm not trying to say they're in second place, even though they definitely are.
Technically, they are.
Los Angeles Chargers.
I don't think the Browns will hold them.
Chargers will win.
Chargers have got two.
Philip Rivers, weapons.
Melvin
Gordon.
Gordon
and Eckler in the backfield, both playable.
Melvin Gordon.
Both playable. RB1 and maybe an RB2, but at least a flex in Eckler.
Am I right to say Melvin Gordon's on fire?
I'd give you
he's
that.
Always on fire.
Melvin Gordon is an RB1 lock-in.
Yes.
He's a borderline elite.
Yeah. Borderline elite? I'd say elite. He is elite.
Yeah, I think he's undervalued. I think he's undervalued.
Yeah, he's undervalued.
There's definitely a gap between him and.
I'd say he's a first round pick if you're lower down the order.
Well, that's not elite, though.
Elite is your first three picks. Top three, four picks. Well, yeah, you're girly.
He is, though.
You wouldn't pick him in the top five of a draft, though, would you?
Why not?
Because.
Right. You've got us.
What
there.
Craig would why do not? And what we would do are two different things.
He's got us. He's got
this
us.
This is why I'm into that. Why not? This is why, not? This is why I'm here. I'm here,
I mean,
guys.
I've made week in, week out.
For you
logical.
Don't know how to do fantasy draft. I'm here.
I've
to
made
ask
week
stupid
in,
question.
I've made week in, week out logical decisions, which have only been proven to be wrong. I've made the right decision. I've made the wrong decision, but I made it for the right reasons, and right. I'm 1-4. based on matchups and everything I can come across, I've made the right decision, but the Buffalo Bills destroyed the Vikings and mm-hmm. things of like that nature have happened yeah. and I find myself at 1-4.
We're getting off.
Anyway,
yeah.
Yeah. Basically sometimes you can blag it like Craig and get lucky, but even a broken watch is right twice a day.
Yeah.
So
thing is though, Browns, they can score points. They
Baker
can
Mayfield.
Score points. Yeah,
Baker
Mayfield.
I like the receivers.
Baker's turning
yeah.
up.
Jarvis, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rookie Callaway's been showing some stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they need to get David Njoku going
yeah.
a bit more.
Yes,
I think they will with a rookie quarterback.
Definitely.
I don't think you'll... I just can't see him putting points up against Chargers D. I really can't.
They haven't been what they were supposed to be.
What Chargers D?
What they were advertised to yeah. be start of the year. What I drafted yeah. them based upon.
Mm.
But Baker Mayfield...
The annoying thing is, on the day, they can... They can turn it on.
I've seen Baker Mayfield put up points. He put too many points in college. He can score points.
I think Chargers D line would be too
but
much. Right?
I'm looking at the D, and I'm looking at the fact that they've got two legit running backs. They've then got Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, and if you cover them, they've still got Terrell Williams, and mm-hmm. you know you've still got. They've just got weapons everywhere. And I think their weapons are much better than the Browns. So I'd say I'm gonna say a Chargers win.
Antonio Gates and tight end.
Antonio Gates
yeah,
at tight end.
I'm gonna say Chargers.
He looks big.
He is a big lad.
He's a big dude. He sat on his couch for the last 6 months.
He's getting on now.
He's getting on, but yeah. He's not
still safe hands though.
He needs to and he's trying to throw yeah safe hands. He's trying to throw punches at people in helmets.
Is, yeah. Why not?
So he's gonna break them old frail man hands soon. But I'd go Chargers win. I'd go start your marquees.
Yeah.
There's no one we don't know about.
Just Craig's prediction for this week. Points, please, Craig.
I'm not
Chargers
concerned.
Chargers are going to get close to 30 odd points. They're going to be in the 30s, I reckon.
So we're going 32.
Yeah, we'll go 32-12.
Right. 32-12. I'm going to say 20 something 18. I'm thinking it's. I think it's closer than that. I don't think they're getting as high either. You? You're not even bothered?
I'm not even
right. Okay, so that's the
Commissioner Closure,
that's the first. Right. That's the first three games done. We'll move on to the Jets and the Colts. Okay, so in this one, Indianapolis Colts, New York Jets, Sunday, 6 p.m. UK time. I'm not going to ask Craig his opinion because I don't care. So I'm going to go ahead and give my opinion.
Fuck you guys.
Andy.
Yes.
I'll start with the Jets.
Yeah. Sam Darnold seems to have a bit of form now. He's a QB that I probably would start, to be fair.
You'd start him?
I would against
start
the Colts
him
day, yeah.
Okay.
If you've got him on your... If he's still on the waivers, that is ridiculous. But
do you think he's a top... 12
in
QB,
a,
top 15.
In a more than 8-man league, yes.
Yes, we are.
Just to let everyone know.
Just
we are
everyone know,
league.
The league we're in, it's a funner league, 8-man, so we have some outrageous lineups.
In a proper 16-man league.
In a 16-man league, yeah, he's there. Yeah. And a lot of them are cute, you know, super.
Say what you will about his arm strength. Luck has been producing some good fantasy owner points.
We're still in the Jets, but...
It's fine. I'm talking about Andrew Luck.
Yeah, but we'll get to the Colts in a second, mate. So Sam Darnold, you're starting him.
I am.
Why?
Deep balls on him.
Yeah, but what, so who are you looking at that's say he's number one receiver? Who would you play out of that receiving core at the Jets? If you had to pick one,
I would play Robbie Anderson.
You'd play Robbie Anderson. I would play Quincy Enunwa.
I'd play Robbie over him. I really would.
I would. Robbie is the deep threat. The boom or bust.
That's where your fantasy points come from.
Yeah, or none.
Well.
Lots or none, right?
He's a flex. You don't start. He's not your starting wide receiver.
Yeah,
okay. He's
fair
in flex.
Enough. But Enunwa, I believe, is much more regular. He's your Thielen to your Diggs.
Yeah.
But I think your Robbie Anderson is much more. No, as in you've got your slot. You've got your shorter yardage guy.
Yep.
Higher rate of catches. Higher rate of passes.
Yeah, fair.
And then you've got Robbie Anderson. But Robbie Anderson is going to get much lower volume than Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that sort of dynamic.
No, you're right. But what's he been having the past few weeks? Over 100 yards a game, couple of touchdowns.
Or did he have the first 3-4 weeks?
Well, it's Sam Darnold, new QB.
So you're saying Robbie Anderson was 20 points a game guaranteed, 15 points a game guaranteed.
I'd say 12.
He's just been waiting for Sam Darnold. 100-yard game.
What do you mean?
So he's going to get 100 yards but not get a TD.
Obviously, he's going to wait. Obviously, he's going to wait for his QB to get one.
So he's just saying, hey,
can't throw it to himself, can he?
Hurry up, Sam.
Guys,
I'm waiting.
Guys,
I'm
waiting. We can all be friends.
Sorry, Craig's got something to read about Andrew Walker.
Right. Anyway, I haven't.
Would you start at the Jets? I'm sure you would go for Crowell after last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he got a load of points, didn't he?
Oh no!
I can't believe he didn't pick.
Is he on your bench or is he on the waiver?
I mean, at the minute, I've got no one from Jets. I probably wouldn't start anyone from the Jets at the minute. Okay. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't. Simple as that.
Okay, so you've got the backfield. You've got the Crowell Powell dilemma.
Yeah.
Powell over Crowell.
Powell, I think, is a better player.
Yeah, Powell's better over Crowell, but I still wouldn't start any of them.
Crowell's your ground and Powell.
They're flex options, I think.
They are, yeah. That's what I mean. Flex, yeah.
In a deeper league, they're going to be RB2s.
100%.
Yeah. And then you've got, as we've just talked about, Robbie Anderson continuing work. There's not really anyone else there that I'd... If they need a tight end, they've got the rookie.
Donald.
He can throw it. Everyone was worried first few weeks he couldn't throw it deep. Yeah. And now he is. He's and that's why bombs. Robbie Anderson is succeeding.
He's big or bust, really, isn't he?
Who?
Donald.
I don't think so.
I think he's steady. Steady
I don't think he's big or bust because he's not trying to throw like 3-4 long passes all the time. He is doing some more short stuff.
Mm.
You've got Bilal Powell for the pass catching down. So, yeah, I think you've got flex players there. I don't think I'm worried about anything else. In a mid-range league, I wouldn't touch him more. Colts. Craig, now you can talk about the Colts, mate.
I mean, yeah, Andrew Luck, I'd start him. I mean, he's had 22-plus points in two straight games, including 22.6 points against the Patriots.
It's very precise.
Wow, that's amazing.
Very precise on top
of
your head.
I've never heard Craig.
And
he's so knowledgeable.
I like him that he's going to remain hot against the Jets team.
Is he?
Right. As this is a podcast and we haven't paid for any content, I'm going to have to put a source thing in here, like a little reference. All of Craig's previous comments from NFL.com.
Word for word.
So shout out to NFL.com because we're not trying to claim it as our own content. It's literally words taken off the NFL.com website.
I did change a couple of words.
Right, anyway, so you're starting Luck. That's what you're loving. I would start Luck, and you've got... Is T.Y.? What's going on with T.Y.?
I don't think he's still injured. I don't think he's still out, yeah.
You've got
Ebron. He's back because Callum's starting against me.
Okay, so he's back. I wouldn't start him. I have no faith in him whatsoever. I don't like T.Y. Hilton, and I haven't since he ruined my first ever fantasy season. Eric Ebron, start all day. Tight end one.
Thing. Just to clarify that, he's still,
it's a personal thing.
Still week to week.
So he's still week to week, so he probably isn't starting at this point in time.
In fact, he isn't expected to play against the Jets.
So he's not. So yeah, thanks for that. Right. You should go back to NFL.com.
And... yeah, I'll have another look, actually.
So, yeah, you've got Naheem Hines in the backfield.
Loving him. Yeah.
But Namal and Mack coming back.
Very tempted to pick him
Turbin's
up.
Back.
When's Mack back, though? When's Mack back? Yeah.
Return of the Mack. Don't know when that's coming.
Yeah.
What's the name of the pass catcher? Coop. What's his name? Begins with a C. Chester Rogers or something. His name's Chester Rogers. And he is doing not a bad job, I think. But I think the only person I'd start in a pass catching is Eric Ebron. And he's a must-start lock-in, tight end one.
Mm-hmm.
Just, here's one for you. It's going back to our league, but Tyler has Gronk and Eric Ebron. Who are you going to start?
Eric Ebron. Gronk's a nightmare.
That's fine.
Injured and boom or bust.
Tyler, or 12. I take
Eric Ebron is boom and boom and boom and boom. At the moment,
nice.
So
I'm taking
him everywhere. Right, next game. Raiders Seahawks
at Wembley.
Big game at Wembley. So it is actually at 6 PM GMT.
Ooh.
No time difference. Anyone going? Yeah. Does anyone know? Anyone going?
I did have tickets, but I've had to.
Is it Wembley?
No, I'm not
going. Going the next two games.
Okay,
we're going to the.
Right.
Charges.
What happened with the Seahawks last week
against the Rams?
They turned up.
Where they
turned up. I don't know where they've been, but they turned up.
So that makes now Russell Wilson a start if he can keep any of that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
He was at one point. It says there on NFL.com.
Says there.
Other websites are available. I think he's a start. I think You got Doug Baldwin, who I'd probably stay out of the way of.
He's out.
He's done. Yeah, he's back out again.
I think he's back out again. Sure.
Because he's an idiot.
Tyler Lockett.
I've got really bad knees. Yeah. I'm going to play. Well, you're not. You're old.
Sure, he's out. Let me check.
Tyler Lockett is a. You need to lock it in.
He's a speed demon, that man.
Lock it in.
Yeah,
lock in your lineup.
Who's that?
Tyler Lockett in your lineup.
It's all right. Picked him up.
Did you?
Picked him up on waivers.
That means he probably. Because he got high points. So Craig's.
No, Craig... I just picked him up because he was the best receiver that was there.
Yeah, and you didn't know who he was. And you didn't even know who he played for.
Oh, apologies. Dougie B is. He's all right.
He's back. He's, but back. He's still maintaining this stance of, I need to protect my knees and take it easy.
Last week,
yeah.
He's
never going to be 100%. He said he's never going to be 100%. He's got a long-term knee problem.
Would you start Lynch?
I mean, we can go straight over to the Raiders. Yeah. I'd start Lynch.
Yeah, all day.
Good. Amari Cooper's on a bit of a yo-yo. He had a crap week last week. I think so by rights, he's due for a big week.
Jordy Nelson.
I honestly, when you started talking about
Derek Carr, Marshawn Lynch, Jordy Nelson, Amari Cooper. Four decent
players.
You
can't mode.
No, you can't. It's just they haven't put it together.
No.
When you started talking about Doug, yeah, I thought you were about the running back for Raiders.
Doug Martin,
yeah.
He's pants and no one's going to touch him.
That's a good point, actually. Who's going to start? Carson?
Chris, you got Carson, you got Mike Davis, right? If we go with the hot hand, Mike Davis.
Yeah.
But Chris Carson was running like some sort of man possessed, trying to fight for his job.
They found it back.
I think you've got a committee, two headed monster at Seahawks, both flex starts.
Yep, fair one.
Start Lockett, start Wilson. Raiders, start Lynch, as you said.
Yeah.
Starting Carr.
Would you start Lockett, though, if you've got a good receiver?
Well, I'd start him at least a flex, maybe a receiver too.
Woods,
at this rate.
I'd start him with Woods this week. Definitely.
Would you?
No.
So that was the help. You two, you're not playing each other again.
Continuous thing trying to put Craig Seaman.
You've got Jalen Richard in the backfield at the Raiders as well. You've got Doug Martin, Marshawn Lynch, and Jalen Richard. I think Jalen Richard is one to keep an eye on, maybe one to stash. For later. So right, okay. Mm-hmm. So that's covered that game.
That's the Wembley game. Done.
The Wembley game, the English game. Thanks for coming over. I don't think any of them are going to travel better than the other. I think we can't take that because it's new for both of them. It's new for both of them. So anyway, moving on. Redskins, Carolina Panthers, in the USA, not in the UK.
It's gonna be a close game, I think.
Who are we on about now?
Redskins, Panthers.
Redskins, Panthers.
I think Panthers all day.
Yeah, Panthers have been on a roll, really, I think.
Redskins' run defence isn't bad. So that's...
But McCaffrey's quality.
Also...
He's not the number one running back in Carolina, though.
Panthers...
Yeah, but getting out of the backfield...
Who's the number one running back in Carolina? Cam Newton is the number one running back because he's a little thief.
Yeah.
He's like, Christian, get us to the red zone. Get us to the red zone, mate. Tell you what, I'll take it in.
I'll run it in, mate.
I've got it from here. Superman's got this.
And then I'll dab it.
He's still dabbing 4 years later.
Yeah.
Dab it, I'm gay.
Right, anyway. So, Christian McCaffrey, legit.
Yeah.
DJ Moore has been a massive letdown rookie.
I would not start any receivers.
No.
Panthers.
Devin Funchess?
No.
I wouldn't touch him. I'm not trying to suggest him.
I had him last year and he let me down.
I think Christian McCaffrey...
Is a good start.
Maybe they're
RB1, RB2.
Maybe.
No,
maybe.
I think they can get things going as well, though, so I wouldn't want to...
They've got a couple of big names, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Panthers do. Redskins, the running backs, Peterson.
Isn't Thompson in an air cast?
Yeah.
Is he hurt?
I think so.
Yeah. That's Callum's, isn't it? He's got Callum. So it's Adrian Peterson. He should be getting a lot of ball.
He's been
catching some balls as well, though.
Yes, he can catch.
He couldn't last...
AP's been getting his
last 10 years.
Yeah. Dimmer frame on the
go. So Adrian Peterson, start. I'm not starting Alex Smith because he's just not that good.
No.
He was much better.
Jordan Reed. Mr. Steady. He's only a few points a game, that's the issue.
Oh,
Jordan Reed.
He's a tight end, and as poor as the tight end, you might have realised this year is pretty poor.
Jordan Reed's still one of the better tight ends.
He's fit, so you've got to start.
If you've got him, you've got him.
Yeah, you've got him, you've got to start.
Well, I'm saying that I'm not.
Talk is that he's supposed to be the key to the offense, and it's coming through him. But
it's
not seen that way. No, check down Charlie. Check down Smith. Paul Richardson, deep threat. Robbie Anderson.
Yeah,
same dude. I think same guy.
Same guy.
Basically,
different top.
Different jersey. Same fucking same prospect, same everything.
Fair enough.
I think that's what you've got. So you can put him in as a flex or a hit and hope. If you're looking like you're gonna lose by 12, and it ain't gonna happen, I'd throw him in.
Throw him in. Nice.
What's the point of losing by, you know, you might as well have a high reward player, but higher risk.
You listening?
Yeah.
Craig's fell asleep. He'll wake up in a minute as soon as I mention the Houston Texans.
What?
He's a Houston Texans fan. As we said, he doesn't know anything about football, does he? So
I know that.
I know that
DeAndre Hopkins brought back the tornadoes last week.
DeAndre Hopkins delivered.
Watch out! Weather warning.
Houston probably doesn't want any weather warnings going off last year.
Definitely not.
Yeah, well, DeAndre Hopkins brought them back.
So he got them into field goal range.
Oh, yes.
Right. He got them, there's two very different things. He didn't score four touchdowns, did he?
It's a can't-miss play, let's put it that way. Right. You've got to watch it.
So, as you can tell, Craig's passionate about
back
that play.
To it.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Right. So you got them into field goal range last and with a good play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Texans, Deshaun. Lock it in.
All day. Yes. All
day. DeAndre.
You can't not.
Lock it in.
Yes.
Dakiki.
Flex.
I can't. He's having a lot of volume.
He is.
Dakiki, Dakuti.
I'd still put Fuller in over him.
Fuller.
I think I'd put DeWill in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
His touchdown ratio is ridiculous.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He's in. He scores.
Like, he's the main man in the red zone. That's it.
So, all those offensive weapons. Running back-wise, Lamar Miller. Not mm-hmm. done much all year.
Been shocking.
I would not even want... steady. I would hate him on my team.
Who's got him? Mark.
I would hate him on the team. Yeah, I haven't won.
He's been steady. He's been steady.
Look what happened last week.
He's a flex.
Lamar Miller was a...
He's a flex.
Maybe.
He's a flex.
Lamar... If I'm my flex, I want someone with a much better potential than Lamar Miller.
Why? He's like 9-10 points per game.
He's not.
He's like 6.
Is he?
Why don't you check? Why don't you give us a perfect point, bro?
I'm going to do it.
Look what Alfred Blue did last week.
You
take out Lamar Miller, and then he's been so much more productive in one game.
He has.
Granted, he got a lot of touches, so productive may not be the best word, but I think I'm not starting any running backs out of there, but I'm thinking I'm starting those three pass catchers as a receiver one, receiver two, flex, respectively.
Yeah, definitely. If you've got them, play them.
Okay, yeah, we'll skip that.
Deshaun, DeWill, and Dakiki. No, that's what we just said.
Sorry.
That's what we just said, mate.
Miles away. This is why I'm
miles away. You're on NFL.com. ESPN.com. Trying to get that. So they're good. Texans playing the Bills. Would you touch the defense with the JJ Watt?
I wouldn't. Even though they've got quite. Texans defense. Sorry.
Texans defense.
Yeah.
We're on the Texans.
Yeah. All day.
Yeah, definitely.
All day.
I've got Texans defense because I'm guaranteeing you there will be tackle for loss of yards. There'll be.
Don't get points.
There will be fumbles.
No points for that.
Just the sacks.
Just the sacks.
The sacks. They'll get the sacks. Probably pick even sixes.
Strip fumble.
They'll be all them. Because you've got
for touchdown.
You've got JJ Watt. You've got Clowney coming either side of you. Something's going to happen.
So you think it's a bad day for
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen.
Yeah. I wouldn't say a bad day, but you know Texans D always gets points.
Okay.
Always.
Until Josh Allen goes crazy, though.
Mm. No, we don't matter.
Scores 30 points.
On that note, Josh Allen ain't starting.
No. Not a chance.
Not starting.
Not a chance.
Well, Sean McCoy.
I'd start. Slightly turned up this week.
I'd start.
Yeah, he's starting.
I think he's probably sat there angry. Yeah. He wasn't even getting touches.
He rushed for about 90 yards in last week.
I think.
I'll propose you a trade.
Go on then.
Hyde for.
No.
McCoy.
No.
No? Hyde? Brown starter.
That was a good discussion.
No.
McCoy. Bill starter.
Yeah, but he's been shit so far. Hyde hasn't.
I don't go off projections. We should know that.
It's not projections. It's fucking fact.
Craig Flack.
For sake.
He's got an article. Right. Anyway. I ain't starting any Bills other than LeSean McCoy.
No, you've got if he's
no pass. Who's the guy on the outside? Kelvin Benjamin, big target, done nothing.
Shocking.
Pants.
Yeah.
Charles Clay.
Yeah.
No, I ain't starting. Him. I'd stream some random kid off the waiver wire.
Yeah.
But
no, other than that, I've got absolutely nothing.
Move on quickly.
Yeah.
Vikings, Cardinals. Still at 6 o'clock games. So we should also be able to watch these on the first batch of Red Zone.
Red Zone!
I think I think we could see a destruction of Arizona.
You reckon?
Yeah. Unless we see
like
a ridiculous performance by David Johnson.
Yeah.
I think he's the guy who's going to keep him in it.
I have no idea why he keeps throwing deep when you've got David Johnson in the backfield.
You've got this guy who was incredible 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And last year had a dislocated wrist.
Yeah.
Not like a broken leg
or anything like that.
And you're not giving him the ball 35 times a game.
He's not running well, though, to be fair. He's not getting them short yardages.
Well, you've got...
Is that down to the O-line, though?
Yeah, it's collapsing, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
Going up the gut, it's just
you've got
collapsing.
Larry Fitzgerald, who is another year older. Still
ridiculous, they say,
really good guy. But and then you've got the young couple of
Kirk,
receivers. Yeah.
Yeah,
Christian Kirk hanging around. I think he'll be their number one receiver this time next year. I think he's a great route runner. That was an English to US translation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Route.
But yeah, I think you've got Diggs, you've got Thielen.
Yep.
The Vikings O-line is not good either.
Arizona,
David Johnson.
Just David Johnson.
I would start Christian Kirk in a flex position.
Yeah. In a deeper league.
I'm not talking about our league because most people aren't in an 8-man league like this one, like our other leagues that we're in aren't 8-mans. So yeah, I'd start David Johnson. I'm not starting Rosen. I'm not starting Fitz. I'd start Kirk as a high potential, high risk flex. Not starting the D.
Yeah, no chance.
I've just been proposed a trade.
By whom?
Trade alert. Woo woo woo.
Okay.
By who?
Can we just finish the Vikings and then we'll
move on to trade alerts.
So your Vikings, I'm starting Kirk Cousins. I'm starting.
You're leaving everyone in suspense here now.
Ooh, about what? About the trade alert?
Listeners, yeah.
No,
fortunately, we're not in the trade alert section of the podcast.
I just thought I'd chuck it in there.
Craig just thought he'd.
I'm keeping you live on this.
Start. Because people are so fussed about our mini
update.
He's
a stat man.
We've got. Yeah, Vikings. Starting Cousins, starting Diggs, starting Thielen.
Where's Cook? What's he doing?
Dalvin Cook is away. He's coming too.
Is he going to play this week?
So we had a bit of it. He's come back from an ACL, right?
Well, why does he keep coming back so early?
What do you mean he keeps coming back? Right, he came back once.
You got to think about it.
He had a game, right? And he hadn't had it for 12 months. And then you pick up soft tissue injuries when you've come back from something like this. This is going to happen. As long as he doesn't do a Fournette and clearly come back too soon and re-tear it. Because he never had a hamstring problem in the first place, but Fournette has. But it's going to happen. It's going to take him a few weeks. It's going to take him longer to set it. I was worried that they threw him in too quickly anyway. And it's proven true. I ain't starting him, though.
No.
I ain't starting him. I ain't starting Latavius Murray. There's nothing. There's no run game there. But they're throwing it really well.
It's all about Thielen Diggs.
Yeah, Thielen Diggs and Kirk Cousins, who's been delivering. So, right. Okay, I think that's that for that game. We'll move on next to the Bengals versus the Steelers. Right. Do we want trade alert or do we want Bengals?
I think we should throw in a trade alert. Halfway through the game, let's throw it in.
Trade alert. So we've got a trade offer in our league, in our 8-man league, bear it in mind.
Woo woo woo!
So Craig has been offered a trade by whom?
Tyler.
Stop smashing the table.
Sorry. Oh, Tyler. Sorry.
Just before you say it's not Eckler, is it?
Is it
no, no, no.
Eckler's been offered about three people trades today.
No, I originally offered something,
okay.
And then he's turned around.
What did you offer him?
I offered him either Hyde or Lynch for Bell right now.
That was a no. Let me guess.
Then he didn't even say no. He's just said Hopkins for Bell.
Okay. And what have you said?
Fuck no.
No.
Bullshit.
Okay.
We don't even know when Bell's coming back. This is what I was saying.
No,
so
we don't.
Me giving away Hyde or Lynch, which is one of my
personally,
what,
I think Tyler's very
backs.
Happy with his team. That's why he's just throwing ridiculous trades.
He doesn't
care.
He's got a good team. He ain't gonna. He ain't gonna
Bell's
undersell.
Bell's not doing anything at the minute. Like we don't even know if.
Yeah, but you want
him,
don't you?
I only want him as a gamble.
I agree.
I want him as a gamble. He's
okay,
getting dead.
I think he's worth giving up a Hyde or a Lynch.
Dead cert points there.
He's worth giving up those players, right? Easy. That's on your side, but you're taking the risk.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lev Bell. People are stashing Lev Bell because they've had him since week one. First few picks of the draft.
A couple of my leagues.
Right. First, you know, idiots who drafted him. That's fine. I was never going to touch him. The guy was clearly very unhappy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was never going to touch him. But Hopkins for Bell, yeah, if Bell came back and had an alright game.
Or if
he said he was coming back this Sunday.
If he said he was coming back,
you'd go fair, right. So, I think you're both either side.
We don't know what kind of
game you're both either side.
It's Bell. He's going to put a point.
Yeah, but on Bell.
Why would you, after you've had an argument...
Who's saying he's coming back to the Steelers?
That's fair enough. That's what I mean, though.
There's risks involved, which is what we're saying. But I would...
So, trade denied.
You need to offer him more than Carlos Hyde or Marshawn Lynch. And he needs to ask for less than DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
I think you're both on the wrong side of the
middle ground.
Maybe a hill for Bell.
Anyway, trade alert's taken us 2 minutes out of our game recap. Not game recap, game previews.
Do I trade Hillcrew?
Can we leave trade alert now? Sorry. Till later on. We've got the Bengals versus the Steelers.
Points everywhere.
Who's winning? Let's start off with that, right?
Big Steelers. Steelers are going to win.
I'm going Bengals.
Is it in Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh. Yeah.
I don't know if that's how it's written. Can we confirm that via the Craig? You're good at NFL.com.
NFL.com. Here we go. Fantasy football.
I think they're on the road. I think this is written English way.
Well, Dolphins are at Cincinnati last week, so I'm sure it's it's Steelers.
Yeah, it's at Steelers. It's at Heinz Field. That's versus, not at. It would say it usually says Bengals at Steelers.
Paul Brown Stadium.
That's the Bengals.
That's the Bengals.
Yeah, Steelers play at Heinz Field. Thank you. 10 points to the host. Thanks, NFL.com.
That's all right.
Steelers D at away. Not as great. Not as not bad. They'll be a bit worse, I think, away. Big Ben.
Isn't very good away, either.
I think the Bengals come away with the W.
You reckon?
I think so.
Yeah, well, I'd say 10.
And I'm willing to stake this biro on it.
Even though it's a highlighter.
Yeah, but they didn't see that.
I saw
it. I just thought it made more sense to me having a biro than a highlighter. I think Bengals win this.
All right.
I think AJ Green.
Who's putting the most fantasy points up out of everyone in
the
game?
Out of everyone?
Yep.
I want AJ Green to have a game.
AJ Green.
Ruin.
AJ Green.
Ruin the Steelers.
AJ Green, Antonio Brown,
Andy Dalton. If AJ Green's going to,
I'm
going to
say toss up between Juju and Tyler Boyd.
What, Joe Mixon?
I don't think he will be one of the top three. I think he'll be. I don't think he's not going to score a lot of points, but I think it's going to be.
Fair enough. So anyway, for Steelers, you've got Antonio Brown,
James Conner
must start.
Okay,
Conner. Juju must start.
Yep.
Connor, must start.
Yep.
Big Ben, he's still a must start for
me. Can we ask, who's Juju?
Juju Smith-Schuster, because it's his first name.
Right, okay, yeah. Juju Smith. Okay.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
Just double-checking that. Just for the people that may not know.
They're your four must starts
for
the Steelers.
Okay.
Bengals.
In a deeper league, I'd look at James Washington. Tight end, you've got Vance McDonald and Jesse James. If you're in a position where you've got to play...
Vance McDonald is an animal.
But he pants last week.
Yeah, but...
You think Jesse James over Vance McDonald?
Just his name.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also the fact that he was robbed from a TD, wasn't he, in week one, too?
Yeah. But anyway, so I'd start the tight ends if I've got them and I have to play them. I don't have anyone better. I think they're worthy of a start.
Yeah.
But you'd hope you have someone better. But yeah, your big boys, your Juju Smith-Schuster and your Antonio Brown. And numbers 84 and whatever Juju is.
Not 81.
And AB's 84.
Yeah, 81 for.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. No, 19, number 19. 100%.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, number 19. I don't really matter, shit numbers.
Don't really matter. So I think that's that. Big Ben, definitely start. Yeah.
Bengals.
Andrew Dalton, start the Ginger Ninja.
It's quality.
The ginger rifle.
Because if AJ Green has a game,
the ginger, the red rifle. AJ Green, Joe Mixon, Tyler Boyd.
Yeah.
And Uzama.
Oh yeah.
The tight end after the horrific injury to Tyler Eifert. However we say it.
Uzama.
He's worth a pickup. I think I'd play him over any of the Steelers tight ends.
Yeah. All day.
He's been getting the snaps. I think Bengals can get this done. Now the last 6 PM game, we've got the Miami Dolphins versus the Chicago Bears. Who's going to win this one, Andrew? You Dolphins fan, you.
Dolphins, all day.
Okay, well, I disagree with you again.
It's at Chicago, isn't it? As well.
No, I think it's at Dolphins.
Is it? I thought it was at Chicago.
Don't know, why don't you check it? Because I was right last time. And if this is written in the same format, which you'd hope every game was,
you never know with
the Dolphins should be at home. Should be at Hard Rock.
Well, that might work in our favour, then.
Interesting.
It is interesting. But anyway, so while you're figuring out that, Statman, I think the Chicago Bears will tear apart the Miami Dolphins. As a lover of South Florida, it's not great to say, but I think it's true. I think that Bears D causes a lot of problems.
It is Hard Rock.
And I think they'll get ahead. And Miami Dolphins don't make enough plays to come back in a game. They take so long between... They run the least amount of plays in the league. I think that Bears is going to shut them down.
Yep.
The Bears D. And I think the Bears are going to score points. And I think they're going to forever be behind.
Here's a question for you. Yep. You may have already spoke about it, but... is it Tariq Cohen? Do you start him?
Tariq Cohen?
Yeah, do you start him? Oh, no.
I flexed if I'm doing anything.
Yeah, flex.
I'm not starting Mitchell Trubisky, and that says quite a bit. I think I've got Trey Burton, but I'm not going to start him over Jimmy Graham.
Fair enough.
If I have him, I've got him. If I've got him, if I didn't have Jimmy Graham, I'd start him, but he's not my favourite tight end. And Allen Robinson, I'd start him. Stop. If you two want to pretend like you're paying attention when you're clearly just trying to discuss a trade and hum your way through this one.
No,
I'll take over. No, it's Dolphins. Three hours.
Dolphins.
who've you got then, Mr. Dolphins?
Kenyon Drake.
Not bad.
He's a flex.
He's a flex, yeah.
He is a flex. Nothing else. Frank Gore, another flex.
Ooh.
Whichever way it goes. Yeah.
I wouldn't touch him.
I'm going to say Bears win.
Other than that, what?
Thanks for that.
Just because, fuck you, guy.
Thanks for that. We're going through players at the minute.
What?
If you weren't on Facebook before, we give our predictions on who was going to win.
Oh, you never asked me, so I'm getting mine in.
Because you're on Facebook.
Other than that, I don't see us getting a passing game going at all.
Do you hear they're trying to get rid of Devontae Parker? They're trying to get rid of Devontae Parker.
It's ridiculous.
Who they tried to get going and couldn't. So
I think it might be something to do with the QB. I'm sure it is.
Well, apparently... they've changed things around. They've done stuff to try and
help him again.
Right.
Yeah.
So they've said, this is his last chance. The only other part we can take... It's like if you have a bad car, right?
Yeah.
You can take it through and you can watch that rattle. And you've changed every single part except the engine.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I think the problem's in there. That's Tannehill right now.
Got a weapon. We're going off subject here. Anyway.
I think if a bear fights a dolphin, bear wins.
Well, depends if it's on land or in water.
Anyway,
bear can swim. So
we'll move on to the late games. We'll move on to the late game next.
Scooby Doo.
Lads, you're very. I enjoy your banter. But
Broncos
it's,
Rams.
It's not for the boys. We'll move on to the late games.
Why is it just boys listening to this? It's very sexist.
What did I say?
Just for the boys.
Oh, well, just for the... but boys is a collective term for everyone.
Oh, is it? Sorry.
Yeah, the
bad.
Royal... The
Let's
royal
get
boys.
On with the shit!
The royal boys. We're moving on. Right. Late games.
Worked this time.
It's worked. Sorry, we had a small technical difficulty with the microphone. Broncos versus the Rams.
Rams all day.
Rams all day.
Moving on.
I can't argue that. But I would, you know, I'd play an Emmanuel Sanders. I would play.
If you have a Rams star, if you have a Rams main star, I'd play all of them.
I'd play Philip Lindsay. I would maybe play Royce Freeman. I would definitely play Emmanuel Sanders. And I would definitely play Demaryius Thomas.
Yep.
Not in receiver one positions, but I think they're definitely starters. This Rams D can be had. It's been proven.
Mm-hmm.
They're still winning, but they're still scoring points. It's why the Chiefs are so successful. Because they're scoring points.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
They're weak at cornerback. They've had injuries.
Has Brandon Cooks been cleared from concussion? No.
Cup has been half cleared in the fact that they've said they're hopeful. But not
sure. And that's why I've got Woods.
He's out.
He's not.
So, Broncos. Broncos have started there.
Collusion.
Bro. It's not collusion if he just lies to your face.
That's fucking collusion.
No, collusion is... Can you all just feed us back after this episode? Because I feel like Craig, he gives a lot to this podcast, but we don't want any of it. Right. Just shut up. Can we get through these games? These guys are probably doing a job. We're on a short drive to work, right? Yeah. And you're just chatting on.
And they stopped listening an hour ago.
And apparently, and probably all the players are in the late games. And you just, they've not even heard anything about them.
Right, so we're starting everyone for the Broncos.
Not starting everyone. I'm not starting Case Keenum. Oh. And I'm not starting Courtland Sutton even. I would do in a deep lead if I had to.
Yeah.
But that's who I'm starting. The D, I'm not starting. I'm not starting anyone's D.
I'd just start Lindsay. That's it.
Just Lindsay.
Broncos, yeah. I haven't got faith. I haven't got faith in any of it. Any of us. Just haven't.
Okay.
What about Royce?
No.
Royce Freeman goal line.
No. Just wouldn't.
Okay. Rams, Jared Goff is a lock and load every week.
Yep.
He's proven that. Yeah. You've got
Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley is.
If you're not playing him.
I mean, if you're debating benching Gurley, probably best you put down the NFL app.
Yeah.
Or the ESPN app. Or
even I know
app.
That I'd start him.
We're worried about Brandon Cooks and Cooper Kupp, who are both in concussion protocol. Kupp looks likely to play. I've heard nothing else on
I'm
Brandon
not worried because I've got
I
Woods.
Don't think Cooks is going to start.
We're talking about everybody else's teams, not just yours specifically.
I know, but I'm just saying, if you've got Woods, start him.
All day, even if they were all healthy, they would all start.
Any one of them three.
So for Woods, he's probably looking at quite a nice situation, being possibly one, or he's losing at least one of the three. So his targets are going to go up, and he's been, I think, the most steady of the three.
I'm quite glad I'm here actually tonight because I didn't know that those two were a little bit iffy.
Now I know
that Woods.
So this podcast is not only for you guys, it's and girls. It's for the people in here who don't bother putting the research in, while some of us do, and they pick up. I haven't got time, as he probably definitely does. Right.
Rams D.
No, I didn't start him.
I would.
No, they can be had. I'm not starting him.
In fact, they haven't.
I mean, I'm starting him. If I've got him, I'm starting him. I don't want to start him.
They haven't got any quarterbacks.
But you still got to start him.
I'd definitely
if you've got them, if they're on your team, you've got to start them.
Yeah.
I'm not championing them.
If you're struggling to get a D and you see them available,
they're not
going to
be available.
If they're on the waiver, of course.
If they're for some reason on the waiver wire, get them in. I think Rams. I'm going to say 24-17. Even away.
Going higher.
You're going higher. You're going mile high.
Rams
to Mile High Stadium.
Going 40.
40 points.
Yeah.
For the Rams.
The Rams. Yeah.
To what for the Broncos?
17.
40-17, so you just... Right.
High 30s.
Why'd you just say
17? That's a 20 for 17.
High 30s for the Rams, I think. Okay. High 30s, definitely. And
So it's a clean sweep for the Rams,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Anyone who's starting that's any good, start them.
Yeah.
I'd like to look, if those two are out, I'd look at streaming Tyler Higbee at tight end. Because someone's going to take him.
Yep.
Next up, Ravens versus the Titans in Nashville.
Yeah.
Titans have somehow won a few games, but they seem to be rubbish.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
And then he lost again, so it's kind of like they've been approved as being rubbish.
Mariota was in, didn't it? It depends what mood he's
in. Well, it's not necessarily his mood, it's the fact that he had nerve damage in his arm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Makes it a bit different. It wasn't like he had a great arm, and he was like, do you know what, I'm not in it. Or when he had a bad arm, he was like, I'm up for this. I'm going to play really well.
Yeah.
I can't grip a football, but do you know what? My mood.
Yeah.
My mood's great.
He wants to be a pussy. Like.
So I'd say Ravens all day. I'd say maybe Corey Davis for the Titans. None. Maybe Mariota. No, not Mariota. None of the backfield, Deion Lewis or Derrick Henry, have done anything. They're just let down.
Nothing at all.
I wouldn't start any other receivers. Deep threat, random one. Taywan Taylor, but nah. Moving over to the Ravens, I'd probably start their D. I'd like to start their D.
Definitely.
Good D.
You can't not. If you've got them, you've got to start.
Yeah, I'd like to start their D. In one league, I've got their D and the Chargers. I don't know who I'm going to start this year.
I'd start Ravens over Chargers.
Yeah, I don't know. But backfield, committee, bit strange one. Alex Collins and Javarius Buck Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Buck Allen's getting the goal line touches. Mm.
It's a hard one. It really is.
Alex
They're both getting points.
You've got either of them, you're starting them.
Personally, I would start. If I had both of them, I'd start one at flex.
Who would you start ahead of the other, I mean?
Probably Collins.
Collins ahead of...
Guess what touches.
Yeah, but less touchdowns.
Yeah, I know.
Receiver-wise, your big boy, John Brown.
Michael Crabtree. Say fans.
I would start John Brown as a flex. I wouldn't start Michael Crabtree.
Not in... An 8-man league.
I wouldn't start him in a 12-man league.
I'd start him in a 16-man league.
Yeah. No one in the 16 man league.
Exactly.
In a 16 man league, if you've heard of him, you're putting him in.
That's it, yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I think Ravens win. I think like 18-7 or something.
Yeah,
it won't be high scoring. Yeah,
I'm not looking for. I wouldn't. If that was the late game, I wouldn't stay up for it. I wouldn't even entertain it. So that, but that one, that one starts at 9:25 UK time. So odds are most people won't make the end of that one.
Red zone.
Uh-huh.
Red zone. Red zone helps. We love red zone.
Mm-hmm.
Next one. Ooh, Cowboys need a win. So Dallas.
Not gonna happen.
Playing at home at AT&T Stadium, but against ferocious defense of the Jacksonville Jaguars, or Jaguars, with a W.
Jaguars
with a W.
Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Fucking Jaguars. Jaguars for the win, guys.
Their offense is okay.
Their
defense
win.
Is brilliant.
Jags will win.
What was the score last week? What happened last week against the Chiefs? Who won?
Chiefs.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, but they're against the fucking Cowboys.
I'm not saying the Cowboys are the same as the offense as the Chiefs.
Why are you trying to make me out like a dickhead?
I'm saying the Chiefs' D is not very good.
Yeah.
And they got themselves a lot of points. They scored a pick six. I'm saying they can be. I'm saying their offense isn't very good. And I think the Dallas defense should be better than the Chiefs' defense. And I think That could out of the game. They need a win. The Dallas Cowboys need a win.
Well, we don't like the Cowboys.
Big time.
So
I love the Cowboys because they've got Zeke Elliott.
Just
and I really need him to get me like 50 points this week.
What, Zeke with the boot?
The only players you're starting are Zeke and maybe Dak.
I'm starting Zeke for the Cowboys.
Hence the maybe.
No, you drop Dak.
Game over.
Trust me, NFL tells me you got to drop Dak. Prescott.
Right.
In a 16-man league, Zeke only. Choice.
Yeah, in a 16-man league, yeah, fair enough, but if you've got a choice.
Jaguars.
TJ.
TJ Yeldon.
Yeah.
Got time.
Blake has been good.
Yeah.
Do you want to drink out of Blake Superior?
Not at the moment, no.
No. He wasn't very good last week, but he's up and down, he's always been up and down.
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm starting Zeke. I'm starting TJ. That's it. I'm starting two running backs.
Two running backs
in the
whole game. That's it. Done. Move on.
If that kind on that kind of thing though, so you're thinking like what? 7-10? You thinking it's gonna be not a lot of points? You thinking they're not gonna move the ball and push it home with the running backs? What?
They have got some decent receivers, Jags.
They've got
a lot better receivers than Cowboys have.
Yeah, I mean they haven't got anyone.
Exactly.
They haven't got anyone.
So In a deeper league, you'd start the Jags receivers.
Yeah.
I really would.
I'd start a D.D. Westbrook or a Keelan Cole. I'd probably start Keelan Cole over D.D. Westbrook.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I agree.
Craig is obviously well up with the knowledge, so he's just agreeing with us.
I agree.
Are you saying Jags win as well?
Yeah.
I'm saying Cowboys win. What are you saying?
Jags win.
Because
I'm not fucking deluded.
Well,
I think
that's got nothing to do with that.
I think there'll be a pick six in
that. That's
for the Jags deal.
For the Jags.
I think the Jags deal win for him.
All right. Next up, Patriots Chiefs. Let's get through these last two a bit quicker. Patriots Chiefs. Chiefs win. Patriots lose. Start Tyreek Hill as a flex. Start Patrick Mahomes all day. Start Kareem Hunt.
All day.
That's it.
Yeah.
Patriots.
Suck ass.
Start Tom Brady.
Start Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Start Sony Michel.
Sony Michel.
Start Edelman.
Start Edelman. I'm expecting flex production only from him.
Yeah.
Would you flex James White?
Yes.
I would.
Yes,
it's because you are doing.
Is that why?
No. At the minute, it's
all right. Fair enough.
Gronk. Start Gronk. Starting obviously Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
Not to brush over him.
Yeah.
I think a Chiefs win, but I think like 20-40.
Yeah,
I think.
All
mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Packers 49ers late game Tuesday morning football.
Packers win.
On the Monday night or the Tuesday morning. Packers win.
Yeah.
Packers win.
Aaron Rodgers.
QB2. 49ers. RB3. 49ers. Receiving corps not that great.
Yeah.
Pierre Garçon
is awful.
Goodwin. Is it Goodwin? Goodwin.
Average.
Marquise Godwin.
Yeah. Godwin. That's it.
He's been a the one. I'd start Alfred Morris.
Yep.
That would be two flex zone.
That's the only player I'd start on there. Offense.
Yeah, I ain't starting Marquise Goodwin.
Packers, Aaron Rodgers must start every game.
Aaron Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I'd start.
Devontae.
Flexworth. Devontae. Is he healthy?
I mean, Jamal Williams.
Is he back?
I think he's back, yeah.
They were beat up last week. Cobb was out. Devontae was back. And then, Valance Wallace or whatever his name was.
Jamal Williams as well. No, he's one of the running backs.
Yeah, he is, but I'm not touching him.
I'd say flex, maybe. In a 16-man league, you got to flex him.
I don't. Do anything.
No, it's fine.
You do. I'm telling you.
I don't have to do anything with Jamal Williams. Aaron Jones is the better running back, and he's the better pass catching back. He's the better blocking back.
He's not better blocking.
Yes, he is.
No, I've got the stats on the.
A report has come out. He's the best pass blocking. He's the best blocking back at Green Bay.
Fine.
Do you not? Do you just agree?
I agree. Yeah.
Right.
But I just want you to do something in a minute.
You can tell me something in a minute.
No, I want you to do something in a minute.
You want me to do something, right? 49ers.
Packers win.
Yeah, Packers win.
Yeah.
I go Packers win.
Easy.
Jono Allison might be back, but other than that, I think that's it. That's covered all the games. Cool. We'll move on. We'll move on to the next section and finally put these to bed. Right. Okay. So now, seeing as we've taken up an hour of your time already, cheers, Craig.
You're welcome.
With your welcome, unwelcome distractions.
Man.
Thank you.
Thank you to Craig's sources. For his accurate knowledge.
I don't know. My own brain was my source.
My own brain. As you hear, you read it out.
Hang on. I thought that and just said
Craig,
it out.
You're delaying this bit. I'm just trying to say bye. People want to get off.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to episode one. Please feel free to send us some messages. We'll soon be loaded up on social media accounts so you can get in touch with us and give us any suggestions, any constructive
help.
Criticism.
Yeah, constructive.
Any help? If you want to get involved, any questions, we'll look at that to see if we can help anyone specifically with their requests.
Mm-hmm.
If any of you request to get rid of Craig, we'll listen to
that. No.
We'll listen to that. Thanks for listening. We're looking to probably look at doing it on a Wednesday because it's post waivers and pre Thursday match.
Yeah.
So it gives you time to listen to it. Mm-hmm. On a Thursday, if that doesn't work, we'll try and move it earlier into the week, so you've got time to react, and maybe even we could do a who you're gonna pick up.
Yeah.
Not exactly. Who should you have picked up?
Pick them, drop them.
Yeah. Pick them, drop them, leave them.
NFL.com.
Yeah.
Yep.
Start them, sit them.
Pick them, drop them.
But yeah, so thanks for listening, and we hope you check back, and we'll speak to you
Bye.
Again next week.
Bye.
Bye.